The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but due to pending legal action, he's had to stop saying that. This show is not for kids. It's for adults who have the brains and bodies of kids. What's up, freak bitches?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna, just say, hey, I wanna.
Hey, everybody, and welcome my brother and me. I'm your middlest brother, Griffin McElroy.
You're the baby brother.
I'm your baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
I'm the big brother, and it's me, Justin.
I see, I'm the baby and brother, but Justin looks the most like a baby.
I'm kind of like a baby, but like a baby if he grew up.
I'm the middle and the most sexual brother, Travis McElroy.
You are definitely the most sexual brother, Travis.
I have a certain charm about me.
It's quickly becoming a problem. Anyway, welcome to my brother, my brother.
We're not going to talk about that today.
Not right now. Welcome, my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. Today we have some great questions for you guys. For us to answer.
Yeah, you guys send in your questions, and we're going to answer them for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I got some questions. You guys got some questions. Who wants to go first?
I can go first. I have a question here in the inbox. Dear brothers, my wife loves your show. I love to listen to it with her. Only problem is she laughs too much. She has a really loud and annoying laugh, and I mean really loud and annoying. Like a donkey combined with a baby being sawed in half. I wouldn't have married her if I had ever heard her laugh while we were dating. But these kinds of things happen. Anyway, what are some ways I can stop my wife from laughing?
Oh, boy.
Huh.
Well.
My only idea is you could put like a big sock in her mouth. Right?
I was thinking maybe if she was asleep, she wouldn't be laughing.
Mm-hmm. I think going off of that, maybe if she was asleep, maybe you could put her in some kind of like a cube, and you could just have her, like when you're listening to the show, you can just have her in her cube.
Or like a big jar, or like a...
Basically any kind
You could pin her up to the wall like a butterfly.
Any kind of Tupperware you could fit your wife into, I feel like that's probably going to be best.
I think the cube is a great idea because basically I would say no windows in the cube.
Right.
So she can't see that you're having fun and you're laughing.
No, you can't.
Right?
You can't and let no, them see and, you have and, fun.
And completely sealed with obviously enough oxygen to last however long the show is.
Probably an hour.
Right?
An hour's worth of oxygen sounds good.
And not a tiny bit more because she'll waste it. Mm-hmm. And then... You can also put your kids in there, too. Wives belong in cubes.
You could also put her in a basement.
Travis, has to be...
That's one of the rooms where if you put someone in there...
You have to stop talking about the basement. We're going to get fired from Polygon. The fellas at Polygon are going to be really mad at us for that one.
Yeah, we're not going to get any more monster factories.
Well, I don't work at Polygon because I'm not smart enough to play video games. You guys know you're the intelligent ones
true.
Who are playing.
I think the last time you tried to pick up a controller, you got so mad you threw it in the wall like a boomerang.
That's true. A lot of people don't know this about Travis, but he has a giant bone that goes through the middle of his head and sticks out either side like Frankenstein's bolt.
It looks like Steve Martin with the bow in it, or the arrow, but instead of the arrow, it's a bone. And
it's a bone.
Real.
I couldn't help throwing the controller at the wall because I was trying to play The Sims, and I made only women in the game. This town
You're
didn't function. I got so mad, I threw it at the wall because a town made of women should function better. Not at all.
I agree. Or people who are somewhere in between, like us.
We hatched out of eggs.
Our dad laid a big egg, and all three of us came out.
Our big gay Southern dad laid a giant egg, and we were all born at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we don't have a mom.
That's why we were born at the age of 35.
Yeah.
Basically.
You could try laying an egg onto your wife.
That's good, too. I mean, you put your wife in an egg like Yoshi?
She might hatch after a while, but you get some good time to listen to your podcasts mm-hmm. and your...
Or you could stick an egg in her mouth like a ball gag and make her go outside for an hour.
You got to put the egg in her mouth and then wait till a chicken hatches.
The chicken will rip her jaw open.
All right. I feel like we answered that question to an acceptable level.
Yeah, hopefully that's helpful.
The cube.
The cube, the egg, the basement.
So I actually have another question also from the inbox, directed especially to us brothers. All right. It's from Stu, and he says...
Hi, Stu.
Hi, hello, hey, Stu.
Hey, how you doing?
Dear brothers, this is Stu. Me and my wife have been married for 20 years. Our marriage is great. She has a very tight hoo-ha, and I've always found her extremely attractive. Parentheses, we have sex about twice a month. She is insatiable. I, like many of your listeners, am a hardcore gamer. But recently, I've been going back and playing some classics that I missed over the years, as I mostly play Pokemon games, Animal Crossing, and PictoChat with my daughter's friends. One of these games I've been playing is Halo, an absolutely terrifying horror game for the Xbox. Now, I did not enjoy the game, but after finishing the campaign, all I can think about all day at my WeWork cube is that blue minx Cortana. She's taken over my every thought, as if I am Spartan 117, and she is installed in my helmet. It's bizarre, because I don't usually have fantasies about women, unless you count those choice Looney Tunes episodes where Bugs Bunny dresses in drag. It wouldn't be a problem, except it's starting to interfere in my marriage. At first, I couldn't help myself from saying little subtle comments like, hey, what if you were a blue female artificial intelligence? But I'm afraid it's escalated since then. I am now dosing my wife with 3 milligrams of chemical silver in her morning coffee in an attempt to turn her skin a more bluish tone. I realize this is morally wrong, but I cannot control my own impulses to bust a creamy load inside of Cortana and watch it fall through her holographic body. Brothers, my question is, how do you get over a girl?
It's not possible.
I feel... First of all, I don't think you should have been playing that game. I think you should have done a little bit more research.
I'm almost certain that's an M-rated game.
Yeah, I'm...
Which is...
M means mass shooter, which is why they have so many guns in those games.
That's what people don't realize is that... Master Chief is actually one of the most despicable mass murderers in history.
They don't say it. I mean, I'm working at Polygon. I had to read up on video game lore. I did learn that his name is actually Spartan John 117 Dylan Klebold.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's.
I just wanted
that's what
to,
I heard.
To answer your question, Stu. I think one way you can actually avoid getting over a girl is every time that you have a girl or whatever you would like to call it. You can kind of take on one of her characteristics and one item of her clothing or perhaps a style of makeup, and you kind of just keep building that onto your person, and then you never really have to give up any of the women that you have conquered in the past. You kind of just become them in a kind of outward sort of way. And I mean, that's not something that I have any experience with in any way.
Really?
But
it sounds like you absorb your victims like the Soul Calibur sword.
No, I find often I just like to, inhabit the skin of a woman and, suck the essence from their bones into my mohawk. Uh-huh. But it's...
Oh, that...
It's
What girl did you steal the mohawk from? Roxanne Gay?
It was, one of my friend's mothers.
Roxanne Gay is your friend's mom?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Travis had sex with Rhea Butcher, and now he looks like that.
It's a transfer of essences, I would prefer.
Oh, that's my bad.
Referred to as.
All My wife works.
I feel like
in the
that's just more. That's more of a PC term.
My wife works in the medical field. I've heard of this transfer of essence before. She deals with that almost daily.
I've heard her have several loud conversations with people in kiosks at the mall about it.
That's my wife.
Yeah. I saw your wife yelling at a young Dominican man in the mall for selling fake Rolexes the other week, and I said, "Yes, queen."
Yeah. I saw her hitting a little boy over the head while he was trying to shine her shoes.
That's my wife.
She's a girl boss.
That's my sister-in-law.
Now, I would love to take on one of her characteristics.
No, I don't. I can't let you do that. I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to come over to your house, actually, later tonight.
No,
we're brothers. We share everything. We share our wives' characteristics. Justin? Justin!
I don't think that's going to
Travis, remember what Dad said about you speaking in a man's voice.
Count to ten, Travis.
Count to ten. Look at your nails. Look at your nails, Travis.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
They're so beautiful and galaxy printed.
I'm dazzled.
Look at your pineapple shirt and calm down.
The pineapple represents the shape of my penis, and that's why it always calms me down to look at. Thanks, fellas.
Of course.
I need it.
Anything for my brother.
All right, let's move on to the next question here. This one, it's from our good friend. It's from our good friend Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, Lin. Hey, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I'm very excited to read this.
I haven't seen Lin since me and him marathon my crazy ex-girlfriend on Easter Sunday.
Oh, I was there, but I was outside.
You were in the cube.
I was under the couch.
Yeah, I was in the cube. I understand that when I watched that show, I laughed too loud, and you have to put me in my cube. But that's fine.
We had to keep Travis under the couch so that he wouldn't sing along.
I was singing along anyway, but the piece of cloth you put in my mouth did muffle it quite a bit.
All right, so the question here from Lynn is, how do I get the stain out of my wife's carpet? I was eating a bowl of chili, and I got it on her carpet. Do any of you guys have experience with this? With this one, I know I spill chili on the carpet all the time. I feel it's very easy. I mean, I do leave the room and I'm screaming, crying once I spill the chili, and I come back and my wife's already had it cleaned by the time I get back in. So
I just turn the carpet into a dress.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it'd be a cool little pattern on one of Travis's famous dresses.
It looks like a period stain.
Which is good.
Which I find very empowering to myself.
Sometimes I sit around and think about the fact that I will never experience the beauty of a female period. And I cry, and I cry.
I laugh.
I mostly just eat chili.
What does your doctor wife have to say about your diet, Justin?
It's fine. It's mostly chili.
Your entirely chili diet?
I got breakfast chili, I got lunch chili, I got dinner chili, and I do have snack chili in a tube, so...
Here's the most important question. Is there a dessert chili?
Oh, there, it's called ice cream. Basically, if you...
Ice cream with Fritos in it.
If you look at every food as just a different type of chili, then... you'll be healthy.
Then you can acquire the perfect male body.
Mm-hmm.
As you obviously have.
Mm-hmm.
And the perfect wife.
Yes.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm coming over tonight, Justin. We're not done with this conversation.
Look,
I'm going to be.
Come over, you can have some chili.
I'm going to absorb your wife's characteristics.
You can absorb her chili, I can tell you that.
Oh, I'll absorb her chili.
Well, that's all you're going to absorb.
I'm going to absorb all of her chili.
Nope.
And you know what, and Griffin knows exactly what I mean by that, because I did that to his wife as well.
I do know what he means, and my wife has never been the same. Okay, next question. Next question. Travis, you have a question over there?
Yeah, from the inbox here. This is from, it doesn't have a name, no name. Anonymous.
Hey there, Anonymous.
Hello, Anonymous.
I think the homeless guy who sits outside my apartment complex is inhabited by a demon. How can I get rid of him without being noticed by the authorities or by my four uncles whom I live with?
Well, first off,
Anonymous, I really respect your work. I respect your work in leaking Jennifer Lawrence's nude photos. But moving on from that, most homeless people are actually inhabited by demons.
That is true.
And a lot of people don't know this. That's why they love to scream in made-up languages like Chinese. So
that's why they're homeless.
That's why they're homeless, because demons, you almost never get a job.
I think right now, and this is just based off of information I got from the medical professionals I know, you need to stay inside because of this crazy virus.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about a virus, huh?
Mm-mm.
I think Dad has.
There's a crazy virus on Travis's computer that keeps sending messages to women. And
yeah, that's the virus we're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called the COVID under 19. And it's a real problem. I don't know who programmed it or who put it onto my computer and phone.
I think
and
it may
every
be
piece
anonymous.
Of electronics. So yeah, I'd appreciate if you don't actually send us questions, Anonymous, because I'm rather miffed.
Yeah, let's
at you
just go.
For,
let's just go on to another question then.
I have another question from the inbox.
Okay, all right. Let's read it.
This one is from Brutus. Hey, Brutus.
Hi,
and he
Brutus.
Says,
"Hi, Brutus.
I am in the United States military, serving our country for the last 7 years. I have vaporized countless Iraqi civilians in my tours overseas, protecting us from the wrath of their rocks and their sticks. But one specific memory keeps me up at night. One time, one of our bomb-sniffing dogs broke his tooth while eating the face off of a child who was begging for his mom, which was the word bomb. After opening fire on the terrorist child, I was forced to also put down the poor little pupperino as his broken tooth left him useless to us as a monstrous terror to the Iraqi people.
Brothers, how
do you deal with regret?
I live with no regret, so I can't answer this question.
The only regret I've ever had in my life was letting Travis convince us to put him on this podcast.
I externalized my regret onto other people, and I ignored that last comment.
That's an advanced move, Travis. Points!
Yeah, I have a little closet in my house I call the regret chamber that I use to externalize mm-hmm. on my regret onto
it's
people.
It's styled after the chokey from Matilda, I've heard.
Yeah, the chokey from Matilda. One of my first my celebrity crushes was Matilda.
when that movie came
that was,
out,
yeah,
and
a
you
few
were
weeks
25.
Ago. But that poor little doggo.
Mm-hmm. That is such a disgusting story to me. The idea that you would ever have to put down a poor little doggo for any reason whatsoever.
You could have shipped it back in a box.
Exactly.
You could have given it to us.
I would have gladly taken him.
I would have turned him into the best chili you've ever had.
Boys, what is your biggest regret in life?
I've already said I have no regrets.
That can't be true.
I can't actually speak on my biggest regret because we're still discussing it in a courtroom situation. So I'm actually not supposed to share any details about that at this moment.
As Travis's lawyer, I concur.
I have to sit in the cube in the courtroom because I'm too loud.
You breathe too loud.
Mm-hmm. You smack your bowl of chili too loud.
I'm in the back of the courtroom, I'm eating chili.
You drum on your stomach like a bongos, and your wife says, "This does not relieve stress," and she yells at you. Mm-hmm. And you guys were asked to leave the courtroom.
That did happen, and I think that might be my only regret.
Justin, you have to stop using your enormous steel belly like King K. Rool.
To reflect projectiles.
Yeah. Reject women's advances. Who has another question?
I have one here from Caleb.
Huh.
This is, well, it's not really a question, but it's in the inbox here. It's kind of, it's one line. It just says, my dog won't stop sucking my dick in my sleep.
All I would say about this one is that God works in mysterious ways, you know, and we here at My Brother and Me believe in God, and we believe in his plan for the world. So if you wake up every morning and you have just a slopping wet fucking dog job on your penis, maybe it was meant to be.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Know?
That's beautiful.
Maybe that pupper's hungry, right?
Maybe.
It doesn't
and
help.
Who are you to deny a little doggo?
And it doesn't
its
help
pleasure.
That I've been leaving the bowls of chili near my penis.
It doesn't help that I've been soaking, dipping my penis in dog food as a way to make it absolutely disgusting to myself so I don't touch it when I read our email. That might be oversight on my part.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all of our questions?
That's all the ones in my inbox.
I have one question here. It's actually from a picture I found.
Oh, great.
It's from a picture. It says, let me find this picture real quick. How about okay, it says here, it says, it's got a picture of a guy, and it says,
interesting.
It's a picture of a guy, and he's got a scary face, and it says, Nutella, why you no last forever?
That's a great point.
That's
why you no last forever.
I would say this one is definitely geared more towards Justin than us, mm-hmm. Travis.
See, I think that if maybe Nutella made an infinite jar, then maybe we could get
interesting
an infinity jar of Nutella.
An infinity jar of Nutella.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's not bad.
That's a good idea.
That's pretty good.
We should make an animatic of that.
We should,
now,
yeah,
that's funny.
We should have one of our middle school fans make a little video about this.
We should make the Nutella a character in our D&D campaign.
Mm-hmm. I think this little guy here who's saying why you know looks pretty funny. I think maybe we could have him on the show.
As one of our guest experts.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe we could bring him on. I think we got to find his information. This little guy, this little white man.
If anyone can find the information of the little white man.
If you can find this little white man, please message us at littlewhiteman@gmail.com.
Did you say white man?
That's Griffin. That's Griffin's email, littlewhiteman@gmail.com. He made it in fourth grade.
I am not white. I am gay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I stopped being white when I dyed my hair purple. I'm an elf now.
Travis, I've been meaning to tell you, I think you would look amazing with a sort of dreadlock beehive haircut.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe if you dyed your skin yellow and wore a green dress and got big blue hair, I think that's maybe a good
That
look
might
for
be
you.
The next logical step, yeah.
And a big red necklace.
I'm willing to make myself look like anything to challenge the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take down the patriarchy once and for all by all yeah. dressing
all right,
up like
three,
the Simpsons.
2, 1. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We took it down.
It doesn't exist anymore.
We got him. We should play some D&D.
Yeah, let's play right now.
Let's play a round of D&D. You guys ready?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll DM. How's that sound?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Travis got in trouble for DMs.
No, that was the virus.
Oh, okay.
We're not. I thought
that
we
was
weren't
the virus.
Discussing
Come on.
The details of.
Justin, right, you don't know how to shut
scene.
Your big fat trap, do you?
I'm sorry.
Set the scene.
Okay.
Paint a picture with words.
You wake up. It's the Polygon offices in 2014.
Have sex with female employee.
You have to
roll your
it.
Dice.
Have sex with female employee.
Roll your dice.
Have sex with female employee.
You have to roll.
It's 320s.
Okay.
Have sex with
okay,
female employee.
Okay, hold on. Travis successfully has sex with a female employee. Hold on. Wait, she has to roll a defense roll. Hold on. It's a one.
Oh, God.
Travis successfully has sex with female employee.
See, this is why we haven't played in a long time, because he keeps doing that. I think he's got some loaded dice. Travis, let me see your dice.
No.
Travis, give me your dice.
They're in storage.
Let me. No,
you had to roll storage them.
After they're right I roll.
No, they're
them.
Not. You don't see. No.
Let me see your dice.
Why?
I need to see them.
Why? Why?
Give me your dice right now. Right
I can't
now. Give
you
your
my
dice.
Dice.
Give me your dice.
No.
Give me them.
Fine. Here.
Travis, this has all 20s on it.
You're like Two-Face.
Is that not supposed to be all 20s?
No, use this dice. Okay. All right. Now you have this die. All right? So I'm going to make you re-roll. Okay? You have to roll to have sex with the female employee.
Mm-hmm.
Roll.
It's a one.
All right. Now we can go on with the game.
All right. Doing good so far, Travis.
Game.
Okay. So you unsuccessfully try to have sex with a female employee, which is almost worse. She complains to HR, and now they want to cancel Monster Factory.
Oh, no!
I'm glad Monster Factory is getting canceled.
It's not getting
canceled.
Because
you guys wouldn't let me on it anyway.
It's not getting canceled. We make you in the show all the time. Justin, what do you do?
What do I do?
The boss just came to you and said, we're going to cancel Monster Factory because your brother tried to have sex with one of our employees in the middle of the office.
Offer boss a bowl of chili.
Okay, you have to roll for it.
Okay.
Do a chili check.
17.
It's a 17. The boss graciously accepts your offer and says, listen, as long as you keep that chili coming, your brother can do whatever the fuck he wants, man.
This is the best day ever.
And this is why we like working at Polygon. He says, as long as this doesn't leak to girls on Twitter with short hair, we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, Travis, you have been... you've been let out of your containment chamber at the Polygon offices, and someone comes up to you and says, Travis, we need you to wear a dress for a sexy photo shoot for the Polygon calendar.
Wear dress.
Okay, you wear the dress. They also say, we need you to cut off your penis for the sexy photo shoot calendar.
Cut off penis and keep it in a jar on my bedside table.
Okay. You have to defense check to see if you live.
That's a 100.
These dice are loaded, man.
I had a bonus on it. I have a bonus.
You don't have a bonus
on defense.
I had a...
What gives you the defense bonus? Your nail polish?
Look,
it's
he painted
nail
his nails to look like dice.
I have feminine fingers that let me roll the dice better.
He painted his nails to look like dice, and he's counting the numbers on the nails.
That's separate.
And they
That's
all
different...
say 10 on them, and he's got 10 fingers.
I don't have 10 fingers.
Yes, what?
You guys are just like...
I'm looking at him right now!
Regardless, apparently the woman said to cut off your penis as a joke. You took her seriously, and now you're bleeding all over the Polygon offices.
I always believe women. It doesn't matter if it was a joke or not.
Okay. Regardless, they say you have to get out of the offices. You're bleeding all over the other rapists who work here. So they kick you out of the office, and you walk out onto the street, okay?
Go back in with a gun.
You don't have a gun.
Why not?
Because they did a background check on you.
Make a gun out of my severed penis.
What does it shoot?
Sperm.
You can still make sperm?
My penis can. I can't anymore.
Okay, you walk back in and you start shooting sperm at people with your disembodied member. Who do you go after first? Me or Justin? Justin. Justin. Okay.
Why?
Justin, you have to defense roll. He's your brother is shooting his penis at you.
I got a one.
Travis?
I don't like playing this game anymore.
Yeah, this is boring.
Fine. I try to do something fun with you guys spit in my face just like Dad does. Whatever. I don't give a fuck anymore. I quit, man. I quit this podcast.
Yeah, why don't we just drop the fucking voices, okay? We're only doing these voices so people will listen to the show. I mean, if we're not going to be brothers anymore, I mean...
Oh, my God. This is the worst.
Jesus Christ, dude. Travis, will you stop being a gay bitch on every episode?
Fuck.
The contract says I have to be gay.
You wrote the contract.
When we signed that fucking billion-year contract, I didn't think it was going to be this long.
Oh, my God, dude. I just want to vote for Trump. God. Can I just fucking vote for Donald Trump?
Can I just fucking get a bride and sick of eating all this chili? It's destroying my fucking home. It's destroying my house. There's so many fucking bowls of chili.
Justin, you used to be by far the most athletic of the three of us.
Oh, my God. Now, my name's not even like Justin. It's Frank Rizzo.
Sorry, I got so caught up in the character. Sometimes I forget we're not brothers at all.
Yeah, we're just four guys.
We were found by that old gay Southern man like Master Splinter and turned into to a team of homosexual podcasters.
Yeah. And Justin ate the fourth one.
I just want to go back to Hoboken. Soon. I just want to go back to fucking Jersey.
Soon. Very soon. As soon as arbitration is finished in Travis's case, we should be okay. We can drop the act.
Ugh.
All right, wait, are we still recording?
Oh, fuck. Wait, before we go, I just want to say, in regards to the allegations, I just want to remind everybody, believe men who dress like women.
Believe Travis.